Dear friends, before I continue last week's program, I need to urge you to go to www.final-call.us after the broadcast, in case you haven't been there, to research what is happening to the King James Bible and all subsequent miscellaneous versions, such as the New International Version, etc. The changes include all related books, helpers to understand the scriptures, the concordance, notes in the Bible, lexical aids, etc., etc. This also includes spoken Bibles, keychain Bibles, digital Bibles. In other words, the original version is unavailable anywhere. This information is not shared from preachers who may not have heard about it. If they are aware, they resort to excuses why that cannot be true. Since the change is provable by going into your own Bibles, no matter when they were printed, you'll find it is a fact. This development is also prophesied in Amos chapter 8, verse 11. "Behold, the days come, says the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord." The reason for that is that the word has become unreliable. Unless a preacher has memorized the 1,100 plus or minus pages of the original Bible, he risks teaching false doctrine. What that means, time is getting short. Jesus said he's coming when it is darkest spiritually. Many Christians have pinned their hopes on the new president-elect, claiming that God has given us more time before Jesus returns. When asked in an interview after the election was final about Hillary's future, the president-elect stated that he doesn't wish to hurt the Clintons. They are nice people. Same-sex marriages are okay, and the wall became a fence. So friends, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and wish to be included in the coming rapture, say this prayer with me right now, okay? It'll be available on the Cephas-radio.com in case you can't follow it. Cephas-radio.com. Our Father in heaven, thank you for giving up your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who shed his blood for all our sins, to assure us that we can depend on the fact that he paid the penalty for all sins. His last words before he died on the cross were, "It is finished." Father God, I humbly come before you and ask for forgiveness of my sins. I repent of them so I can become your child, born again of the Holy Spirit, who will be my teacher and my connection to you, Father God. I know that Jesus is the Christ and the Son of God. I wish to make him my Lord and Savior forever. Amen. This commitment will change me on the inside and assure that surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalms 23, verse 6. Remember, God is allowing this to happen. Committed believers are researching and sharing what we need to be aware of. There's still plenty of reliable scripture to learn from. That is the reason for this program. John chapter 10, verse 27 through 30. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Don't forget, it's on radio, on cephas-radio.com, C-E-P-H-A-S, radio.com. Speaking is Rita Williams of Cephas Ministry Incorporated, a network of 40 websites addressing many social and spiritual issues. We are what our group calls watchmen. God always had watchmen. A small group of ministries came up about the same time in the early 1990s, sharing and exposing what was going on in churches all over the world. The heart has built in a natural mechanism that censors what enters in and rejects anything suspicious. It rejects most everything worldly. Many preachers put people on the wrong track to keep them in their fold. Today it is confirmed because they are ignoring the problem regarding the fact that the Bible is tampered with supernaturally. They act like all is well. Some preachers have at least tried to deal with it by making excuses and actually changing the Bible as well to make their response fit the question. They refuse to tell their congregations what they need to know. I addressed an email to the pastor and not the secretary. I confirmed my suspicion that they will find an excuse with their answer. I ask why their ministry's name is Lamb and Lion, when the Bible states in Isaiah chapter 1 and chapter 65, the wolf and the lamb. The secretary responded that their ministry name is biblical in another scripture, ignoring that I had asked about the changes in the Bible. The link I sent her pastor to check out was about the change replacing lion with wolf. Now, Isaiah 11, verse 6 states, the wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. This verse used to state in Isaiah 11, 6, the lion shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and the little child shall lead them. Writing about scripture changes, I noticed a change in the following scripture. Jesus is described normally as the rock in the Bible. Now it states stone and smote is incorrect as well. Jesus never smote anyone. Here is how it reads today. The stone that smote the image. It should read, the great image stumbled on the rock. Whoever's rewriting the Bible is trying to make Jesus look like a villain. That's not all. Sentences are scrambled by making them hard to understand, and verses are omitted and added. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 2. For yourselves know perfectly well that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. The day of the Lord. It begins on the Feast of Trumpets and lasts 1,000 years. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The second coming is in two phases. The first phase is the rapture before the tribulation starts, and the second phase of the second coming is at the end of the tribulation, when Jesus Christ personally returns with his saints to the Mount of Olives in Jerusalem. The day of Christ is in clear contrast to the day of the Lord, in which Christ will come to judge. The first part of the second coming will be his coming for his It will be his coming for the saints, and the second phase of his coming will be to fulfill the prophecy of Jacob's trouble and God remarrying his former wife, the Jews. Both events are about marriage. Jesus Christ comes for his bride, the church, and those who have accepted him as their Lord and Savior. God remarries the remnant in the end, Israel, his original wife, at the end of the tribulation. Zechariah chapter 14, verse 4, and his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east, and the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof, toward the east and toward the west, and there shall be a very great valley, and half of the mountain shall remove toward the north, and half of it toward the south. Zechariah chapter 14, 6 through 7, and it shall come to pass in that day that the light shall not be clear nor dark, but it shall be one day which shall be known to the Lord, not day or night, but it shall come to pass that at evening time it shall be light. Zechariah chapter 14, verse 9, and the Lord shall be king over all the earth, and in that day shall there be one Lord. 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 3 and 4, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day, the rapture, shall not come, except there come a falling away first, that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God. Time's up. To be continued next week, the same time and station. Tell your friends about us. You're invited to our free, monthly, very comprehensive newsletter, which includes Israel, at www.go-cephas.com, C-E-P-H-A-S, www.go-cephas.com, and be good time to visit final-call.us, final-call.us. God bless you and your family and friends. Until next time, thanks for listening. Shalom, Rita Williams.